Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 139, A Few Emails We Can All Learn From, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm your host and personal narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, we're almost at the end of the work week. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read blogs to you, just like an audiobook, every weekday. For the past couple of nights, I've been streaming this documentary on Winston Churchill. For some reason, I've been on this World War II kick. I watched that movie Allied with Brad Pitt and what's her name, Marion Cotillard. I rewatched Saving Private Ryan. I watched Ken Burns' documentary on World War II. And then I saw this one about Winston Churchill, who always fascinated me. He's always considered one of the greatest men to have ever lived. I'm not fully done with the documentary just yet, but it's definitely fascinating. Why am I getting into all of this? Well, today's quote comes from the man himself, Winston Churchill. So here we go. Success is never final. I thought that quote applies nicely to the New Year's Resolutions podcast that I shared with you at the start of the year, and even this week's episodes, especially today. Now, before we get into today's post, if you want to help keep our four podcasts going, we have a little list of ways you can contribute financially or otherwise. Go to oldpodcast.com/support. Anything on that list would be a huge help and greatly appreciated. Thank you so much in advance for checking it out. Thank you so much in advance for your help. All right, let's hear today's post as we optimize your life. A Few Emails We Can All Learn From, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Out of all the emails I received this past week, there are a few that stand out to me. They stood out so much that I decided I wanted to share them with you all. Of course, I will change their names for anonymity and will do some slight editing for reading purposes. The first email is from a newbie I am currently working closely with. The second email is from a girl I converse with weekly. Joe wrote, quote, "I cleaned up today at the gym like a bad mother you know what. I benched 160 pounds, 3 sets, 5 repetitions each. After the first set, I nearly started crying, not even kidding. Most weight I've ever benched for the most reps ever. My old record was 155 pounds, 1 set, 3 repetitions. Squatted 145 pounds like I had been doing it all my life. Deadlifted 155 pounds and it didn't even feel that weird like it usually does. Chins, 3 sets for reps of 11, 9, and 7, which I think beats last week's 10, 10, 5. End quote. Okay, before you judge this guy, he is a newbie and he has to start somewhere. I expect his strength stats to continue climbing, and this is only his third week since we've been working together. I set him up on a basic starting strength setup with slight adjustments as per my recommendations. So far, he has added anywhere from 15 to 30 pounds on most of his lifts. Joe was a chunky kid growing up, and he recently lost a good amount of weight after following Lyle McDonald's rapid fat loss plan for a few months. So, needless to say, he is a bit anal about consciously eating over maintenance in order to deliberately gain weight. I can relate to being the chubby kid as I was overweight throughout pre-adolescence. I only ask that he trust me as I walk him through this period of controlled force feeding. I have him eating a balanced diet with plenty of carbs and fats with a 500 calorie surplus. So far, so good. I look forward to watching him progress even more throughout our time working together. My goal is to get him to a point where he is able to do this on his own. He already knows he is capable, but he lacks the confidence to put all the pieces together. It will all come together in time. So what can we learn from him? The basics still work. Consistent training, coupled with a sufficient diet will always yield positive results. Those results can be gained strength, added muscle, and/or better body composition, among other aesthetic benefits. Something else we can learn is the importance of having someone more experienced guide you through a process you may be unfamiliar with. I owe much of what I know about training to my former athletic coaches and to a mentor who set me straight a few years ago. I owe much of what I know about nutrition to Lyle McDonald and Martin Burkhan, among many other smart people on Monkey Island. In short, everyone should have someone they can learn from. Jane wrote, quote, "I think I have been overtraining. Too much cardio. Boo-hoo to that." End quote. So I chat with this girl a lot. It's obvious she realizes that her exercise habits as of late are a bit over the top. I met her on a fitness forum and have had many conversations with her ever since. Jane is very athletic and active. She is also really smart and conscientious when it comes to training and diet. I recently learned that she doesn't even count calories and maintains her weight very easily, which is hard for many to do. It is almost natural for her to eat out of necessity and hunger as opposed to boredom. So what can we learn from her? No matter how sensible we may be, we are always susceptible to overdoing it now and then. I emailed her with a reminder to cut back her cardio to a few times per week and to keep weight training to 3 times per week. While we may be able to get away with overexercising for a period of time, it will always catch up with us. When it does, we usually get injured or very unmotivated. So how do we fix this? We should never do what we wouldn't recommend to someone else. This is something I always ask myself when setting up my own programming. I ask, would I prescribe this protocol to another person? If I cannot answer yes to myself, I know that it probably wouldn't be smart for me to try either. You just listened to the post titled, "A Few Emails We Can All Learn From," by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, one more time before I go. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to show a little bit of support, you can contribute financially through oldpodcast.com. Or if you're not in a position to do that, we totally understand. There's a list of other things you can do to help us out at oldpodcast.com/support. Anything listed there is a really big help. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. I'll be back for the usual Friday Q&A show tomorrow, where I'll be answering your questions, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.